The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Zaxby's just out-Phillied the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Coming up this afternoon, economist Professor Peter Kwarteh advises government to be careful not to derail current economic recovery process with elections overspending. Also in this bulletin, International Monetary Fund forecasts interest rates to decline if inflation falls in the coming months. Also in this bulletin, implementation of tax on resident Ghanaians earning foreign income expected to start from next week. We have details of these and many others for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka. A look now at our stories. The director of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Kwoti, has agreed to assertions that the country is making some progress with its macroeconomic indicators. This comes after the International Monetary Fund Mission Chief for Ghana, Stefan Rode, indicated that Ghana's economy has seen its worst level and now set for full recovery. However, Professor Kwoti is asking government to be prudent in its spendings into the election. He spoke to Joy Business.
I think if you compare with 2022, what we went through in terms of the high rate.
We sincerely apologize for that. We shall rectify that and bring you that story subsequently. Now, the tax on resident Ghanaians' earnings income from abroad is expected to start next week. Now, the Ghana Revenue Authority has insisted that it will exclude Ghanaians living abroad. This follows reports the Special Voluntary Disclosure Program tax will target Ghanaians living outside. Julius Siam is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority.
We have specifically agreed with GOG, our mother ministry, and the fund to implement a compliance measure on foreign income. Foreign income on resident Ghanaians, and I want to emphasize this, resident Ghanaians. Yes, okay. It's resident Ghanaians. By definition of the law, anybody who lives in the country for 183 days is classified as a resident Ghanaian. There's been a lot of questions on this measure from foreign nationals. Foreign nationals meaning Ghanaians who live abroad. This is related or relevant to resident, which is citizens of Ghana, obviously, who are here, and also individuals who currently reside in Ghana. This is not a new measure. This is already in the law through our voluntary disclosure program, etc. But its implementation has not been effective. We needed to put in place specific structures and measures to make sure that this is implemented in an optimal manner. And that is what we've done.
Julius Siam is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority. Now, government is set to roll out a new initiative that will provide technical and financial support for small businesses in the country. The move is part of efforts to assist small enterprises affected badly by the COVID-19 pandemic and recent challenges facing the economy. Mohammed Amin Adam is the Minister for Finance.
We have decided to set up the SME Growth and Opportunity Fund, which is provided for in the law that established the Ghana Enterprises Agency. And we are going to pull resources from the budget, but also from our development partners, in order to target SMEs so they can grow. And as they grow, they create jobs. And so these are the areas that we want to accelerate our interventions in, so that we can create room for SMEs to grow and then also for startups to come on board, so that people who have ideas but are not currently engaged can have some money to support.
Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam is the Minister for Finance. Now, the International Monetary Fund is projecting a further decline in interest rates in the coming months if inflation continues to ease down. Now, interest rates are still high in the country despite the significant drop in inflation rate from last year. There are also concerns that government's borrowing requirements will still witness high interest rates in the country despite an IMF program. But speaking in Washington, D.C., the IMF Mission Chief for Ghana, Stefan Rode, says the forecast shows it should or could be dropping soon.
We are very proud, very happy to see that inflation has come down very significantly since the beginning of the program. We started at 55%, close to 50. We are now at 25, I think, the last reading. So a very significant decline in inflation, and we continue to foresee further decline in inflation going forward. That's our expectation. The other thing that I would add is that you have seen that this decline in inflation has created room, has created space for the Central Bank of Ghana to reduce its interest rates. And so if we continue to see that declining inflation going forward, which is what we expect to happen under the program, given the policies that are being implemented in the country, then that will create further space down the road to reduce interest rates. And this is how the program is built. This is what is assumed under the program. And for those who had doubts at the beginning of the program, they have seen that actually the way things have unfolded in terms of inflation, in terms of interest rates, is actually what we were expecting to happen under the program.
Stefan Rode is the head of IMF mission to Ghana. In more business news, Deputy Managing Director of Fidelity Bank Ghana, Atajan, has called on government to encourage SMEs to adopt best corporate governance practices to attract the needed investments. According to Mr. Jan, businesses should be incentivized with flexible policies to accelerate their growth and development. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the Money Summit organized by the Business and Financial Times in Accra.
And corporate governance is working, then I'm encouraged to invest in it. Now, policymakers can make that happen by offering incentive for businesses that agree to adopt best practice. I think we have institutions that have specialized in corporate governance practices. And those can be supervisory institutions that sign off that certain businesses are meeting the minimum requirement for good corporate governance practices. And in turn, maybe offer them tax incentives so that they have an incentive to adopt good corporate practices, which then enables investors to come in and partner them. And I think from policy perspective, that will be one way of ensuring that we are directing investment to these SMEs.
Atajan is the Deputy Managing Director of Fidelity Bank Ghana. Now, in the dynamic world of manufacturing, local manufacturers have been urged to pay critical attention to branding, labeling and packaging of their products in order to thrive in the export market. According to the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, Dr. Ifwasab Yasari, it has become imperative to sustain and grow the manufacturing sector through the production of quality and excellent products. Speaking at the PROPAC Packaging Innovation Summit, Dr. Sabyasari expressed the authority's commitment to supporting local businesses' export to the international market.
We safeguard the integrity of our products and uphold the reputation of our brands. Again, my hope is that we will come away from these 3 days of thoughtful dialogue with a drive to be even more steadfast in our commitment to maintaining the highest standards of quality, setting a precedent for excellence that resonates far and wide. Throughout the 3 days, I encourage each and every one of you to take full advantage of the resources and programs available. Engage in an enlightening discussions, forge meaningful connections, and explore innovative solutions that will propel your business forward. As a representative of Ghana's Trade Promotion Organization, it is only appropriate that I also highlight the workshop on opportunities for export marketing and AFCFTA trade as one of the key sessions that will be of benefit to you all.
Professor Yasari is the managing CEO of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority speaking there. Now to some other stories, government is hoping to get the support of German automakers to reduce the excessive importation of multiple vehicle assembling components into the country. This is to ensure that local industries are given the opportunity to manufacture some of the components as a means of expanding the auto industry as well as create employment for indigenous mechanical and engineering practitioners. Speaking to Joy Business after a meeting with the German Business Council Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry, Nanama Dukia-Isiama Ejei, said she is hopeful that the discussion will continue to help expand the country's automobile assembling agenda.
Primarily, the main focus was more on the automotive industry and how to be able to fully complete the implementation and expand the automotive industry, including the component manufacturing and other things, which will prevent the excessive importation of all the component parts that they would need to be able to manufacture here. So for the various issues that they raise, some to do with their what they're happy about and some to do with some of the challenges they faced, we're happy to be in the same room with some of the regulatory agencies' heads, and they were able to address it. And we are hoping that moving here, it doesn't end here. We are going to follow through and ensure that they get all the policy incentives that attracted them to get in here. And then we are able to expand and do business.
Deputy Minister for Trade and Industry, Nanama Dukia-Isiama Ejei, speaking there. Now for your patient tip on Money Lab, we shed more light on three pension schemes.
Hey. Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Ransom Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we'll be talking about the birth of the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. The existing pension scheme had structural gaps, leaving various working segments without adequate coverage. To address this, a three-tier pension scheme was introduced. The previous pension scheme faced sustainability concerns during the demographic shifts, longer life expectancies, and changing economic conditions. The three-tier pension scheme, especially the Tier 2 and Tier 3, addresses these challenges by allowing additional contributions and investments, ensuring a more sustainable pension structure. Flexibility and voluntary participation. The existing pension scheme was too strict, which prevented individual flexibility and voluntary participation. The introduction of the Tier 3 as a voluntary scheme addresses this by allowing individuals to make additional contributions based on their financial capacities and preferences, promoting active participation and personalized retirement planning. In conclusion, the three-tier pension system in Ghana was introduced to improve retirement planning and better serve the people. Thank you for joining us on this episode of MoneyLab. Till we come your way again, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Ransford Mantekole is the Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees with MoneyLab today. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection and Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa. Talking about Ecobank, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime, and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa. I am Pius Kojubaka, grateful serving you to enjoy the rest of our programs.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.